Mr. Microsoft Sam. Please welcome the host of our show, What You Know.
Thank you for that introduction, Sam. This is What You Know, and we have an exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about the super top secret base, Area 51. In particular, we're going to explore what is going on in this most secretive of installations. I think our listeners would like to hear from you, Sam. What are your thoughts on this base? What do you believe is going on at Groom Lake?
Far more than is going on in your love life, Hot. Groom Lake, also known as Area 51, is the United States Air Force's testing grounds for a new aircraft. Let me give you a brief synopsis of the base and its functions so that perhaps you can seem more informed. The Groom Lake base is this top secret military base located 90 miles north of Las Vegas, which is in Nevada. It's in grid number 51 of the Nevada test site, so it's called Area 51. The United States Air Force Flight Test Center controls the base. It's best known for testing exotic aircraft and weapons. The base was created in 1954 as a place to test the secret Utes spy plane that was used to fly missions over the Soviet Union. Then it started to house the SR-71, A-12 and D-21 drone. The IF-117A was tested there also. In the 1980s, the base increased in size, along with the runway, which increased to the present 6 miles. Then, mysterious lights began to appear, and armed guards known as the Camo Dudes started patrolling the border. The government closed many viewpoints from which the Area 51 base could be seen. In 1989, a physicist named Bob Laser claimed that he worked at a base south of Area 51 and also claimed that Area 51 was testing extremely advanced aircraft and UFOs they got by trading with the aliens. Since then, Area 51 has been thought to be the test center of captured UFOs because of the lights in the night sky. Hopefully that helps you in describing what you're trying to talk about, Lot.
Yes, thank you, Sam. That was very informative. I understand that some of your relatives work at Area 51. Have you made any contact with them? If so, could you tell us something about what kind of work they do?
I am a computer, Watt. You are an idiot. I have no relatives. I am a machine.
Okay, moving on. What about Roswell? Was that an alien craft that crash-landed in the desert? Did the government cover up the fact that they had an alien spacecraft? What happened to the beings inside the spacecraft?
For once, Watt, you have asked a valid question. I would venture to guess that it was bound to happen sooner or later. The Roswell crash is one of the government's most talked about cover-ups. Please allow me to illustrate this topic. On July 2, 1947, during the evening, a flying saucer crashed on the Foster Ranch near Corona, New Mexico. The crash occurred during a severe thunderstorm. On July 3, 1947, William Mack Roswell and his 7-year-old neighbor Dee Proctor found the remains of the crashed flying saucer. The pieces were spread out over a large area, perhaps more than half a mile long. On July 6, 1947, Roswell showed pieces of the wreckage to James County Sheriff George Wilcox. Wilcox called Roswell Army Airfield and talked to Major Jesse Marcel, the intelligence officer. Marcel drove to the sheriff's office and inspected the wreckage. Marcel reported to his commanding officer, Colonel William Butch Blanchard. Blanchard ordered Marcel to get someone from the Counterintelligence Corps and to proceed to the ranch with Roswell, and to collect as much of the wreckage as they could load into their 2 vehicles. The government soon afterward covered up these events and it has maintained a sadly shallow veil of secrecy involving the wreckage. It has been reported that as many as 3 alien bodies were recovered from the wreckage. A Fox broadcast apparently showed the autopsy of these remains.
Awesome report, Sam. Thank you. Do you think that Area 51 has taken this wreckage and analyzed it in order to retro-engineer aircraft for military use?
What? Have you recently received a lobotomy? As I stated earlier, the wreckage was spread out over a large area. Do you you honestly think they could have gotten much of anything from pieces of a downed UFO? If they had gained any intelligence on this UFO technology, perhaps they could explain how you can function with such limited brain power. It is like having a discussion with a chicken.
Great, so any final thoughts on Area 51, Sam? Can you tell us what's going to happen at the base anytime soon?
Again, what? You disappoint me. I don't know what is going to happen at Area 51 more than I know what porn site you are going to frequent next. I just hope that my hard drive crashes before you figure out how to use your webcam. Thankfully, I don't have to look at you at this point. If I was capable of crying, I would.
Well, that does it for another edition of What You Know Net Radio. I want to thank my ever-present co-host, Microsoft Sam, and the entire above top secret community for having us. Please tune in next time when we will have more fun-filled discussions on another great topic.